A great pleasure to welcome to What's Next, Jonelle Matia Ferreira, who is the Cogent CEO. Welcome to you, Jonelle, and congratulations. You've just joined as the CEO and CIO of Cogent. Firstly, tell us a little bit about you and your career leading up to this moment, and how you've prepared for this role. It's an incredible role, and congratulations. Tell us about this journey.
Thank you very much, and I'm very, very excited about the new challenge and the new journey. I've been in the industry for quite a few years, giving my age away, but I actually started around about 2001 after I finished a BCom Maths degree at the University of Stellenbosch, did an honors in business management, and we were very fortunate to go on an exchange program to Belgium to do an MBA there. I first started in a small asset management company called Plexus Asset Management. It was with Dr. Priya de Pessie, and it was an unbelievable learning curve. I started as a research analyst there, and then I actually joined the old Metropolitan Multi-Managers. We know there was some corporate action, and a few companies that I work for isn't there anymore, but I started Metropolitan Multi-Managers as their CIO and launched their multi-manager solutions. Then I joined Brandon Zitzman at Absa, and we actually started managing solutions for the ultra high net worth and wealth clients. And that was a very interesting journey. I ended up spending 14 years at Absa. And the last 8 of those 14 years, I spent as the head of Absa Multi-Managers. Then I spent a brief year at Sanlam Multi-Managers after the corporate action, but was very, very fortunate to actually get in touch with Kenny and get this amazing opportunity and start at the beginning of the year. So as you can hear, I started as a research analyst, became a portfolio manager, became the head of a multi-manager. And I think that journey actually made me a perfect candidate to take over the CEO, CIO role. It is a startup, but I've done it a few times. So it's amazing, exciting. The energy is there, the support is there. So we're going to just take Cogent to the next level.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. And congratulations. I mean, what an incredible journey you've had up to now. Super exciting. And I'm sure that this next chapter is going to be even more exciting. Firstly, tell us a little bit about Cogent and how is the business related to Discovery?
Thank you. Yes, we always get that question. And maybe first just starting on what is Cogent. Cogent stands for collaboration and intelligence. Collaboration with our partners, BlackRock on the global side, Riskera locally, and also the benefit of having the access to Vitality as part of the Discovery stable and that information and data. Then on the intelligence side, we're fortunate to have Aladdin Wealth as part of our technology portal that we have launched. And it's an exceptional, powerful tool to have for advisors. So that's a bit of the background on Cogent and what it stands for. It is a discretionary fund manager. We are an asset manager. We are a multi-manager. And we've got our own FSP license. So we owned by Discovery, but totally independent. We've got our own executive team. We run the business separate, but it is great to have the support of a partner like Discovery. And basically what we focus on is independent financial advisors. We would like to partner with financial advisors. We know that some of the stats show with all the new legislation changes, the ever-changing market environment, all the new pressure and requirements on advisors. Most advisors spend a third of their time on doing advice, what they are actually supposed to do, and two-thirds on all the rest. And we want to take that burden away from them and partner with them as their asset manager. We explain discretionary fund manager as we actually become the advisor's partner and their investment team. So you've got the Cogent team, you've got the BlackRock team, and the Riskera team as your portfolio manager. How powerful is that?
Now, what is Cogent solving? It's very clear that you're making your life a lot easier and you're taking away all that, I couldn't even say paperwork because a lot of it is digital today, right? But it's all of that administration that takes up so much time and you're solving a lot of those problems. But what is Cogent solving for that other DFMs aren't already doing? And how does the business actually achieve this?
Yeah, and I think we that's a fantastic question, because we are interviewing the discretionary fund manager industry quite late. We know there's quite a few well-established discretionary fund managers, but if you just look at where the industry is moving, you have seen that we can now take 45% of our investments globally. It was 5% not too long ago, and it's nearly half of your investments can go globally. We've also seen the change from defined benefit to defined contribution. So there's been so many legislation changes, but where we focus on is our global partnership. So we're seeing ourselves as a very, very powerful global discretionary fund manager. And we've got the partnership with BlackRock, that's the best leading asset manager in the world. And then also where we are also very, very well advanced compared to some of our competitors is on the technology side. The Aladdin Wealth technology is a fantastic tool to have. They look at about 3,000 risk factors. You can actually forward test your client's portfolio for different scenarios. So you can see there's a war, there's the rand appreciation. How would your client's portfolio be affected by that? So we actually looking at how can we disrupt wealth creation. And the one benefit that no one else also have is the Vitality partnership we have. So we can go and see you. You don't have to be a Vitality member. We can incorporate the Vitality data and information in our client solutions. And if you think about how it has changed, what do we want to do? So we don't want to only make sure that you can retire with peace of mind, but the powerfulness comes in, how can you actually live more healthy years in retirement with some of the small suggestions we make to you? So that's where the powerful benefits come in with our partners. Vitality, Aladdin Wealth, BlackRock, that's where we see our competitive edge in the industry.
Okay. But, you know, you're obviously using a lot of data to achieve this. And of course, data is very, very exciting. And it's amazing how you get you achieve these results, which is absolutely fantastic. And at the end of the day, you're using incredible amounts of data, right, to improve the product and help the advisor. So tell me about how you use this data from Discovery, to improve your product. I mean, I'm with Discovery, so you're picking up stuff that I might be healthy and the stuff that you can apply to algorithms and crunch that data and really help me as a customer at the end, right?
Definitely. So I think where we're focusing is on the combination of investments, your behavior in how you're not only saving, but also then bringing in the information that we get from the Vitality side to show how you can actually improve that you live more healthier years when you are retired. So we're looking at the combination between investments, behavior, and technology, and small adjustments to your lifestyle to make sure that you can achieve this. If we especially look at some of the small adjustments, it's doing a bit more exercise frequently. It's also looking at how you can improve your healthy living and your lifestyle to achieve this. So it's small steps, but all of that actually helps. So our focus is on the combination of how to achieve that.
Now, you've just released the Cogence 2024 Market Outlook. I'm really looking forward to hearing about those results and what does this mean for the investment landscape. Can you expand on this research and what have you guys seen in the Cogence 2024 Market Outlook?
Yes, it's a fascinating year. We always think investments, or we know investments is never boring. There's always something changing. And that's one of the reasons I love working in this industry. But nearly half of the world's population are going to the polls this year for election. It's the largest worldwide elections we've ever had. And we know when it comes to elections, there is always some uncertainty and always a bit of instability. So you've got the geopolitical landscape in quite an interesting environment. Then everyone thought interest rates are going to start coming down, but it hasn't. So we're actually thinking inflation might stay higher for longer, and we might see everyone pausing a bit before they start decreasing interest rates. So that's a combination. And what we're also seeing, we all know that last year, the markets actually did quite well, but it was actually just driven by a handful of shares in America, Europe, and even locally. But with artificial intelligence, there is quite a focus on those companies that use technology to improve and enhance their processes. So I think there will be a lot of companies doing well that actually make use of technology, artificial intelligence, not as necessary artificial intelligence companies, but those that actually take the benefit of that. And then also you are still seeing the low carbon emission, those type of focus areas. I know there's been a lot of discussions around that, but the companies that's on the forefront with that will definitely benefit. So we're actually seeing a scenario where we're not negative on the outlook and the landscape, but the macro environment is just so uncertain. We've seen the wars continuing globally, and that hasn't gone away. So we believe that there's great opportunities in the market, but to be able to achieve that, you need to be nimble and you need to make sure that you can move quickly. So in our solutions, we actually use a combination of passive and active managers. And we believe that our active managers will add great value this year because they can move the portfolios. And as I said, with the uncertainty, you need to make sure that when anything changes, you can actually adjust and take the advantage of that.
Wow, absolutely fascinating. And you're so right. 2024 is going to be a very interesting year. There's so much instability out there, right? There's so much of the unknown that, I mean, I'm in my 50s and I've never seen this uncertainty globally and the unknown. And yes, we've had, you know, similar historical things that have happened that have affected markets. But, you know, there's so many balls in the air at the moment, you know, so it must be so difficult to try and predict what's going to happen and how the markets are going to adjust. So for you, I'm sure it's a really fascinating year when you look back at your history and your relationship to markets.
Yeah, I think we always think what's happened. If you look at the global financial crisis, COVID, all those banks going bankrupt, now it feels like a very distant, far memory. But I think what's also good, I've also spent quite a few years in the industry. I think one of the first things you learn is not to panic and not to overreact, because you know everything moves in cycles. It's also interesting because there's a lot of portfolio managers that came into the industry and has never worked in an environment where you see rate cuts, because how many years have we seen consistent interest rate increases and an environment that happened? Then there was also a flooding of cash into the system. So if you joined the industry a few years ago, you've only had one cycle to work for. And I think it's critical to just stay calm, trust your underlying managers to do what they need to do. And we also know that central banks, unfortunately, don't have the cash to put into the system anymore. That's gone. But I think it's just stay focused. We've got a long-term strategic asset allocation. Yeah, we do a bit of tactical asset allocation tilts around that. But the most important is don't panic. And I think we still see, unfortunately, we're all human. So you do see the behavioral effect. And people still take their money out of the market after there's been a collapse in the market. And we all know if you miss 1 or 2 days in the market when it rallies, you can never make it up again. So I think it's also important for advisors, clients, just to stay calm, look through the cycle. We all know that markets do recover again, but it's not easy. But we're just staying focused on the long-term picture and making sure that our portfolios are well positioned to take advantage from the different market environments and cycles.
Janelle Mattia Ferreira, Cogent CEO, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your insights, and wishing you all the best of luck in your new role and an exciting time ahead. You've certainly come into the market and the financial circles at a very exciting time. Thank you for your time this morning and joining us on What's Next.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to chat to you. Really enjoyed it, and thanks for that.